So I'd like to name this thought by saying, join the pool, not the swimming pool, but the pool. So I like to put title in this talk, and the title is Join the Pool. The other day in the Yog Vashishth was the metaphor of this way, like from earth to sky, and other way, horizontal to the earth. So usually we are very well trained to go horizontal to the earth. We have been learning all our life, like how to be good in being on the earth, like how to be good in following what, basically what our neighbors do, or following what is expected for us to follow, or what we're supposed to follow or gain or have or do. And in this way, parallel to the earth, there is a very, very clear program. And so they are books for each degree, like in the school, like it's pretty well expressed what we're supposed to do and where we're supposed to get and all this. So we can learn everything, and we can have a good life. But few problems will remain with us. For example, the problem of death, or the problem of life, which doesn't seem like a detail to me. Like, I think it's important enough to look at and to, let's say, find solution. I remember when I was maybe 13, 14. In my family, some members died. First my aunt and then my father. And I was like full of fire and really having to know why. I felt I either find out or I may as well don't want this life. You know, if this life is a game where you are put in and then put out without any notice, like without being told, you know, being asked to be in, being told that you are going to go out and all this, then why to continue, you know? In my mind was also then why to keep studying, you know, because I was very bored with the study, so also was one question. But this fire, I remember I went to a very good person, was a nun in the school where I was. Very good. Like, these nuns actually really helped me a lot. Like, I know there are some nuns that are not that helpful. But those really, like, helped a lot. They were very, very open. But I went to one nun and I said, I'm going to find out about death. And she looked at me and said, like, you can find out about many, many, many things in life, but you will never be able to find out about death. And then I looked at her and I said, I'm going to find out about death. And I left. But in this finding out about death, you find yourself climbing up or walking up to the sky. And in this walking up to the sky, you are left alone with yourself. There are no books written about each step of that, or very little, we could say. And the little that they are terribly translated. So it's the same as not having, unless you know all the languages. This aloneness and we could say the fear of aloneness or the fear of encountering one's own heart, I find place makes like has few tricks in it, you know. So I could say the first one would be resistance. Even though somewhere we know there is no way back, when this funny idea of finding out about death comes, there is no way you can say, okay, you know what, I'm going to do as if I never had this idea, as if that never entered my heart. Like, this is impossible. Like, we could try. So the first thing is this resistance to go with that. And this resistance comes for many reasons, but one of them could be like not wanting to see yourself alone, like wanting to go back to what you know, to what's normal in your situation. Time passes and slowly acceptance can grow. You can even accept your aloneness in that quest, or your specificness, like your particular way of searching. Could slowly make you more comfortable in this walking uphill, we could say. Accepting that we are in this way up, makes us happy to work with that, happy to work for that, we could say. So we can start practicing some kind of meditation practice or some technique. We start to group, to look for groups, or perhaps being interested in religion if we don't come from religion area. We can start reading, studying, what is that which I'm looking for. But that to me also somewhere is somehow escaping the fear of being left with yourself, like of being alone, like the fear of encountering your own genuinity, you could say. So we look outside, we adopt these techniques or these books or this whatever it is. We look for confirmation. So I would like to throw out also this question, like, what are we doing so that we get confirmation? Like, what are we, like, in our lives doing to get confirmation that I'm right, that I'm in the wrong, in the right path? What am I doing to receive the sense of belonging to a group, to a place, to a way of thinking, ideas? And just see if it would be possible to live without this hard work of trying to belong. Trying to be part of. So that spending less energy into looking for confirmation or sense of belonging, we can actually find our own love for this way towards the sky. When we encounter this love for the path itself, somehow it feels that we don't need extra batteries anymore, like batteries that you put in and take out, and then from out you put in. Like there is something so rich and so clear of this going to the sky, like in this love for the search itself, one knows that will not stop, will not go away, will not run out of batteries. Sometimes it feels like, but somewhere you know, I cannot go back, so must be a way forward. Why not? In one of the Psalms in Bible, and the Psalms are, I think, one of the most beautiful parts, just because it's human beings bringing their voice. The rest supposed to be God speaking to human beings. That part is human beings asking, praying, speaking. So one of the Psalms says, you speak inside my heart. You are God. Like, you speak inside my heart. Look for my presence. You say inside my heart, look for my presence. In other words, you say to me, look, do what needs to be done to experience it, to be that which you are, that which you express by the word you, God. Be that, but be that by experience. Or in other words, like, stop guessing. Like, don't guess, who am I? Experience it. Don't try to figure out through the mind. I invite you to experience that. Sometimes we like to play around and we start guessing, imagining how many books are written about liberation, for example. And the whole book could be like the entire book. Could be just like guessing it, not even speaking from it. So, because what our mind can guess is much smaller than what it is, the guessing itself, or the trying to figure out itself, somehow limits the possibility of awakening. Like, somehow makes it smaller. So this look for my presence could be also be open beyond imagination. Be open to something beyond what you can imagine. Even if that which we can imagine is amazing. If it's possible to even drop that imagination. In another place, a human being says, please take this heart made of stone out of me. And give me an alive heart. This heart made of stone, or in other words, this heart shaped by reaction, by building up all these boundaries to be safe. This is many times how we know ourselves. We say, my heart, but in this, my heart, if we could see our heart, my heart, beyond the dresses, then we can truly say, my heart. But many times that which I recognize as my heart is the result of all my life protecting my heart and building layers and layers on my heart. So give me an alive heart. In a way, we could say to ask for an alive heart is asking for trouble. The heart made out of a stone is, you know, it doesn't sound attractive because it's made of a stone. But at least we know it. You know, at least we know how it works. If this happens, that will come out. If that happens, that will pop. If that. So everything is, you could say, controlled. But when we start and when we ask for an alive heart, we find ourselves much more sensitive, for example. We find that our reactions or our boundaries just fall down. And in the beginning, what we are left with is extra vulnerability. And this is let's say, not our favorite thing. We are trained to be strong, to have clear answer for each situation. And here we are with an alive heart that can feel and can be lost. If we ask everyone, I guess, I hope, we ask, like, do you want a stone heart or an alive heart? Probably everyone will say an alive heart, hopefully. But the question is if we are ready to die for that. Ready to leave behind everything that in our understanding describes us. That which we think we are. So it seems crucial. The honesty to oneself. To discover our own reactions. To stand in front of ourselves and see that perhaps we have been building a temple on top of a structure made of plastic. Or mud. And I think exactly because it seems that humanly we are not able to let go of what we know in order to go to what we don't know. Like, even though through the mind we can say, yeah, I really want to go to what that which I don't know. Like, there is something that really holds back to that which I know. That is a secure earth, is a place where I can stand. And this other, the unknown, is unknown, as the word says. And I think because of that, it feels to me that this love for the process, this love in the process, it feels a key, it feels very important. Discipline will not do it. But the love for the practice itself, that could be our companion, like that could be our friend. That practice as celebration, we like to say. Where you can dance there. Not only do a hard job or trying to get there or guess that place. But actually be alive with the process itself. It's wonderful when we stop counting the years that I have been meditating or worrying about how many more years of lives I have in front of me of practice. And when we can just sink into that. Enjoy that. Relax into that. When there is the promise of a new life, in the Bible it says, I will come to the heart of each person. So that they won't have to guess anymore. So that they don't have to study or tell each other who I am. Because everyone will know me by experience. So that's the promise of this new way of living or this new life. I will come to the heart of each person. So that they don't have to keep on guessing. And they can know me by experience. Or, if we like sentences, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita would say, truly, you will come to me because you have my love. When we meet there, this aloneness that had been bothering us cannot be anymore. I don't need to use my strength to get there anymore. We could say our responsibility, our path of becoming human, really human, stops like being struggle and start just being this intention or this opening to that energy that pulls. That energy, we could say, that had been waiting there for you to say yes to that since beginning of times, and I feel even before that. So that's the invitation to join that pool. To say yes to that, to be open to that. If there is any question, you are welcome.
Timothy, you expressed yourself as very, very beautiful, and I feel what you're saying. But I have a doubt about in the beginning, when it seemed, maybe I got it wrong, that you were encouraging people not to go looking for someone or something to give them confirmation. In my own experience, I see people... Yeah, sure. In my own experience, I've seen people, many people in the West, who are so disturbed by the newness when their heart opens, that they go to a psychiatrist because they think they're mad.
Yeah.
This is a tragedy.
Yeah.
Obviously, then they get medication to make it go away.
Yeah.
Right? This is a tragedy. And I've been involved in some interventions that turn the potential tragedy into something happy. So it seems that my question is sometimes perhaps the right book or person or direction is when people come here, right? Something seems to me to be required for most of us bimbos. This is my, and so I'm asking this.
Yeah, I feel that's true. Like, I also, period of my life, I was crazily looking, I could say, like every weekend I just, with my car, everywhere, where every possible place where could be one eremit, so like crazy, like I was even saying that I was going with my friends because my family would think that I'm a little crazy. That's true, and it's very important when it's an appropriate time for that. Like, because I was saying to, basically what I was trying to say is like, to check how much energy, how much of our energy goes into finding confirmation or into having the sense of belonging. So then, of course, like then she says, but this confirmation sometimes is very important, like it's like essential, we could say. So that's true. And so that's true, but also that could be together with the honesty of like being honest of like how much energy I could put into that, because that is very important in a specific moment. Is essential. But at some times, some other moment, when that moment passed, let's say, then it becomes a habit. You know, I belong to this spiritual group, or I act like this, or I whatever. So this is what I'm trying to point. Like, really, then checking if I still need that constant confirmation, or if I can put this energy that goes out in to trust my own heart. That's also at some point essential, like both are essential. It's so tricky, this way to the sky.
Yeah.
Thank you. You
mentioned that love inside ourselves also.
The love, what?
The love inside of ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then how can we find it and how can we realize that?
It's a very good question. Like, if love is already inside us, like she's saying, love is inside us, but sometimes we don't realize that, so how can we realize that? So, I think that's somehow how we are made is that we forget that. And since we seem to forget that, it seems more wise to me, instead of saying, ah, but it's already inside us, so there is nothing I can do, like it's inside. But since I forget, then it seems more wise or more right to actually do something to realize that. And what can we do to realize that? This is like, what can we do is infinite. Like, every person is as infinite as people are, and even more, because we catch, like, in different times of our lives, we also have different ways, you know. So how we realize one way, hopefully, is just inviting yourself to this kind of space where there is silence. So instead of looking outside, looking inside, because as you said, this love is inside. But because we look outside, we miss what is inside somehow. So we have to invent a way that we remember to look inside. And then at some point, this remembering to look inside becomes our passion, like, becomes that which we love. Like, we could say meditation is this remembering to look inside, this taking time to look inside. And first is an exercise. Oh, I have to, at 8 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock, I have to sit and look inside. First is a job, let's say, and slowly, slowly it becomes your love. It becomes your favorite activity, we could say. And then slowly, slowly you start living in that love, which was there from the beginning, but we forgot, so we have to do something. Something like that. It's kind of, I think it's very beautiful situation, because it's so precious that to have the chance to find it is like, makes it really alive. So I think what is important is this love or passion for finding the love.
Could you clarify the place of discipline?
Yeah, same. Discipline seems important, especially for some people. They are different kind of people. Seems very important at some point. It's like the charging the batteries, kind of. Like, it's, for some people it's really key, like very important. But then what, when that becomes alive, then the rules can be taken out. Like, the imposing that time, that specific, can be taken out. So, very important, but also there is a process of becoming adult and becoming, like, embracing the whole process, not through imposing, but through the love for that. Is, yeah.
So does opening of the heart mean becoming more loving in like a natural way, away from inside ourselves?
Yeah.
To loving other people?
Yeah. I would say, like, first we become more sensitive. Like, the loving other people is there, but I feel we need to be very careful, because this loving other people is could be very much in the ideas world. So what I mean is, like, the process is we get in touch with our heart, and how that looks in the outside world, we don't know. Like, eventually, naturally, because you live in the non, you don't see other as other, then there is this natural flow. But it could be a little tricky, because it's not like suddenly you are like very loving, like in the way that we imagine this emotional love of helping or trying to, or having to see yourself as a helper or things like that. You know? That is very emotional, you know? Yeah, but naturally you find yourself helping, but in a very perhaps non-common way or non-clue way, or yeah. I just want to clarify, because it's a little tricky with these ideas of loving your brother, loving, like, all this.
So is it kind of like a spiritual event or happening or something that happens to people?
What, this
opening of the heart?
Yeah. Yeah. Something that happens. Yeah. Yeah. But happens also, like, could just happen, but also most of the times happens slowly, so you become more sensitive and you get to know yourself better. And in this discovering yourself, you see other, the other, like the heart of the other. I feel you have something else.
No. Thank you.
Okay. Good. So it's loving dinner time. The favorite practice. Thank you, everyone.